I'm using a microphone stand that I haven't used in a while. And reminding myself the reason why I haven't used it for a while is that the little locking arm doesn't stick. So I'm cutting up my hotel card from L.A. to make a shim for it.
Andy's voice to me just sounds right now like the character from the beginning of the radio drama episode. Why are you shooting me?
Yes.
I'm making a shim so that you can shoot me.
Why are you shooting me? Why? No, you shot me again.
No, I'm verging on Christopher Walken there. Why do you keep shooting me again and again? Now I'm like Fred Mertz.
I now have a USB microphone and a set of headsets.
That's a much more
that's robust.
Much more direct Andy Iannotko than the previous far away Andy Iannotko.
I'm sorry, you'll have to dub in like the footsteps approaching from down the hallway effect.
Yes.
I was thinking it was like, you know, Grover doing near and far.
Yes.
Around.
Close.
Around.
Distant.
Around. Over and under.
Hither.
And through.
And yawn.
Okay. I do watch TV. I just got a new TV. It's very exciting. Recording. Ooh. Yes.
Hang on.
This one shows channels.
It's 50 inches of glorious HD.
Wow. That is,
oh my goodness.
That may be bigger than my two TV screens put together.
My. I wanted to get the 55-inch TV, but my wife vetoed it. So.
You'll have to
my friend wants to replace
by
his 50
with a 50.
Inch. Yeah, my friend wants to replace his 50-inch plasma with something bigger. And when I asked him what, he's like, he kind of shrugged and was like, I mean, can you get too big? He wants like an 80-inch television in his apartment. I don't know what his wife is going to say to that.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Now, see, my solution is I have like 9 10-inch tablets that if I like arrange them on a diagonal, like it's like one diagonal stripe, but it's a 90-inch TV technically.
I'm driving some friends back from the movies yesterday, and my friend Jason Tosi says, "Hey, what's that new show with Michael J. Fox on it called?" And there was kind of a beat as Tony and I look at him and go, "The Michael J. Fox Show." He was like, "Ah, walked right into that one, I guess."
Yeah, what's that called?
Yeah, what's that thing? If only all shows were that easy. What's that new show with that takes place in Sleepy Hollow?
Yeah, they're thinking of The Blacklist.
That's James Spader's The Blacklist, please. Yes.
NBC's it's Dracula. NBC's James Spader's Dracula's Blacklist.
Yes.
I would watch that show.
Now, see, I would watch Dracula's Blacklist, yeah.
Well, that's the twist. At the end, you find out that James Spader is actually Dracula in
He's
the
on his own list.
Exactly.
Yay, whole
Just like
shows.
That. All right, it's 8:11. Let's get started now so that people can get in bed.
Actually, it's 11:11 on 11:11 here in the East Coast.
Hold on, making a wish.
Whoa, far out, man.
It right, is the done. Single easiest date and time stamp to reproduce with matchsticks.
Yep. Always good to know.
Good to
this
know.
Day will live in infamy.
Good tip.
Yeah, I just hope they capture Red John soon. Cause
no, wait a second.
See, I try to make a mentalist.
That's
joke,
the mentalist.
Nobody watches the mentalist.
I've seen the mentalist.
Yeah,
I've been on the I've been on the set for the mentalist and have never seen an episode.
I watched a couple episodes of the mentalist with my mother because that's the kind of show that is watched by older people. The mentalist, Red John. He's your recurring. We've said too much about the mentalist already.
God, yes.
If you watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine, you will also see that the. Fremulon, which is the...
Yes. It took me a minute to get that the first time. I'm like, why do I know that voice?
Yeah, so Fremulon is Mike Schur's production company because when he was one of the co-authors of the wonderful, wonderful, and now deceased sports journalism criticism blog, Fire Joe Morgan, he pretended to be Ken Tremendous was his identity, and that's still his Twitter name. And he would say, I'm Ken Tremendous. I am an insurance claims adjuster. from Fremulon Insurance in Partridge, Kansas, I think he said. And so now his production company is Fremulon, and in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, it's Ron Swanson saying, Fremulon, every week. It's great. It's fantastic. For somebody who used to just read Fire Joe Morgan, it's really bizarre that I am now hearing a TV star shout Fremulon at me every week, because that was just some stupid, funny blog that I read on the internet. It turns out, written by professional comedy writers. No wonder it was so funny. Who knew?
There should be like a little like icon or something to at least warn you that, look, these are professional comedy writers who get paid for this. This is just them doing on the off season. Please don't feel bad that your blog isn't as funny as this.
Yeah, man. Exactly. Exactly. It's like the Flophouse. You know, this podcast is written by people who get paid to be funny for a living. It's not fair. It's just not fair. They have an advantage over the rest of us. They are professionally funny.
Oh, yeah? But can they talk about technology?
No, they can't. We're going to get in a fight with the Flophouse
guys. Neither can
we. We're going to get... It's going to be tech nerds versus comedy nerds, and nobody wins. Nobody wins that one. NBC's Dracula.
In the future, every network will have Dracula for 15 minutes. Showtime's Dracula.
ABC, I think, started this, and now they all try to like, brand their shows.
Dracula.
So they. I heard an ad, and it was like, Jonathan Rhys-Meyers is NBC's Dracula. And I, no! Well, yeah, but no! I really
like
preferred
a Tyler Perry's in there somewhere.
I really preferred a Dracula for all seasons.
Yeah. Dracula belongs to all of us,
NBC. Everybody's
That's
Dracula.
Right. All networks own and Dracula.
Actually, that would be hilarious if multiple networks had a Dracula show, because they could.
They
multiple
could. It's a Sherlock domain. Holmes show. What do you? I mean, like this is. There's nothing new, right? That's the whole point. We're going to start
HGTV
combing through.
Presents.
I want to see
combing
PN's
through all
Dracula.
The. All there's I'm saying be, like, six is six different is, like Pride and Prejudice shows next year or something.
You know. If Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the timing was just all wrong. Vampires so hot now. There are like eight different shows about vampires, and yet Buffy was watched
it started
by like 18
it.
Well,
people.
I think that's what started it.
Yeah, that's the, yeah. It's patient zero.
Yeah.
I guess.
Actually, Interview with the Vampire
Twilight
patient zero, isn't it?
Is the fault of all
Twilight might have helped.
Twilight. Stupid Twilight.
They're sparkly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no. With the Parks and Rec story, I wasn't going to waste time with in there. The only reason I watched in the beginning, because I was not a fan of The Office, so it's like, oh, from the people who made The Office. It was like, no. And the only reason I watched is because Nick Offerman, who plays Ron Swanson, is a grad school classmate of my partner in my theater here. So I'm like, all right, I'll watch for Nick. And he's the only thing in season one that even works. But I'm watching the show and I'm going, and at the very end of the pilot, they show off this mural in City Hall, right? And I almost fell off my chair because it is a pitch perfect parody of the murals at the Shawnee Summer Theater, 100 miles west of here in like nowhere, Indiana. And I'm looking at that going, someone on that staff has been in the Shawnee Theater, because you don't just make fun of that randomly. It's really weird. And now every one of those murals, again, it's in that style. It's perfect. So everything else Indiana that they get perfect, that's the thing that kills me. It's like,
now,
do most
town halls in Indiana have like murals of rabbis and zoo cages?
Oh, no. But this theater... out in, I mean, it's literally in farm country. It has the most disturbing homoerotic Indians and manly sculpted deer. I mean, there are deer that have six-pack abs.
So like Cinemax after 1 a.m. style.
Seriously. Yeah. And but it's in that same style. And there's one painting that the same artist did that they hang up every now and then. In the gallery, and I hope nobody listens to this, but I don't think they do. And
nobody's listening.
No. They call it the Kennedy Pieta, and it's like Jackie holding the dead John, and
oh,
you know, except the arm that's under him, for it to be at all proportional, that arm is like 6 feet long. It's really disturbing. And it's the only thing that's out of whack in the whole painting. But yeah, interesting artist.
Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah.
I've got my Glenning story about How I Met Your Mother, which is that the actress that they cast to be the mother was the special guest on the episode of Ask Me Another that I was on.
Oh.
So I saw her interviewed
right,
on stage.
She was once.
She was hilarious and incredibly foul-mouthed, which was great, which they did not let her do on that show. Kind of a shame, because she was really, really funny.
She was the sexy baby comic on 30 Rock, too.
Yeah. She had a couple little turns there. Yeah, so that was very funny when I heard her cast. I'm like, oh my God, I actually know who that is.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, apparently Offerman was on The View. And so my partner texts him after the show. He says, you know, you did a good job. You held your own, but you didn't really talk much. And about 5 minutes later, his phone buzzes and it just comes up. Loud women talk loud.
Okay.
He was on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me this week. He was the guest. Mm. He was excellent. He was very, very funny.
His book is hilarious. What is it called?
It has it's paddle your own canoe.
Paddle your own canoe. Yeah,
yeah. Because
he talked about how he made the canoe that they show him using in Parks and Rec is actually the canoe that he made.
Yeah, I saw that on the Daily Show. Yeah.
Oh, he's a fantastic woodworker.
My brother-in-law plays the upright bass in Megan Mullally's band.
Oh wow!
So he tours with them around.
Wow.
Small world. We're just Glennin' all over the place today.
It's true. And there was a rumor that they were going to be at their wedding that we went to, but they weren't. And I'm glad they weren't, because that just would have been weird, but...
Yeah, that would have been weird.
Wish Glenn was online. I would just dial him in so we could say, Glenn'd! And then be done. All right, I'm going to turn off the thing. Thank you, 5x5, for listening to this crazy thing. Go watch some TV. Goodbye.
Read a book.
Read a book.
Read a book. Damn it.